Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm dancing because I want to cry inside. Diggle and Oliver are fighting. We've got Lila's not dead, and we've got Curtis trying to make it happen. It's Arrow After Show on AfterBuzz.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You got a friend in me. Just kidding, I'm gonna hit you. You got a friend in me. Just kidding, I'm gonna hit you back.
I'm gonna punch you.
Oh, goodness. Oh, boy. I cannot wait to see the live chat tonight, everybody. We are jumping into this. I'm Matt Maher. Welcome to the Arrow After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm titillating with just feelings and opinions, and I know my fellow. So, like I said, I am so looking forward to jumping into the show and talking about the bromance that went bad. Linda Antwi, hello.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi here. I am so frustrated. I'm frustrated. I was frustrated from minute one to the last minute of the show, yeah. So I can't wait to hear what our viewers have to say about it, because I had enough. Diggle, I had enough.
She had so much enough.
Olivia Di Bartoli.
Hi guys, I'm Olivia Di Bartoli, and I was stressed out this entire episode. It's like watching your parents fight.
Yeah,
you know, it was.
Oh my god, it was.
It was so bad. Yeah. Not the episode was bad, but just the stress in my body was so bad. So I can't wait to talk about it.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about Diggle and Oliver, actually, for sure. We're also going to be talking about, I mean, hey, Lila's not dead. She's back. And we're going to be talking about Curtis is, you know, maybe dating somebody who's going to double cross it. We don't know. Feelings. Black Siren's also going to be in the mix, too. Yes. So, and we've got a little bit of news for the end of the show for you today, sugars. So, and last but not least, we have our panel.
Hi, guys.
Panel. I just look up and I say, I've had enough of Oliver. Does anyone feel this way? Billie Jean, girl. Yes, girl.
The chat is so lit right now. You guys are crazy. I feel all of your pain right now.
The
all of
story
it.
Was bad through and through. Okay, we're obviously going to reference our chat. If you're new to the Arrow Show, go. And if you're listening on the podcast, thank you so much for listening. You can always leave comments or tweet us and you can get all that and tell us what you think of the show. But if you're not driving, watch us on the YouTube channel and you can comment during the live show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Okay, let's just jump into the motherlode fight that we had going on. Diggle, Oliver. I mean, it's really more Diggle's arc and Oliver's, you know, it's Oliver and Diggle, but it's really, this episode's really about Diggle.
It was about Diggle. Yeah. And last week we were just talking about this, how like Diggle needed a new storyline and they like literally punched us.
Well, they gave him one.
They punched us in the face with it this week. Literally. And I don't know if I liked it. I mean, he had a couple good points. He did. Mm-hmm. But most of it was just like Diggle being really unreasonable, like extremely unreasonable.
I mean, Linda. I mean, I feel like do we need to just jump to the fight?
Yeah.
I feel like we need
Linda
to jump to
and
the fight.
Linda Antwi, tell me what were your feelings when that? I mean, they were.
I felt the fight was contrived, personally.
Yeah. Okay.
I felt like he was making a mountain out of a molehill.
Who was he? Diggle?
Diggle. Yeah. Okay. So I know from the very beginning of the season, they hinted that he wanted to be the Green Arrow. Mm-hmm. It was really important to him. But really, at the end of the day, you were never the Green Arrow, and you never were. Like, you never are going to be the Green Arrow, because that's not who you are. That's not who we grew up with you over the last six seasons, who you are.
Yeah, Xavier Jones just said Diggle was way out of character.
Yeah,
and so it just seemed like ridiculous, and then his points that he was making were making me actually angry, because I was like, you know what, you're saying like, Oliver doesn't care about the city, he only cares about himself. He says well, that was point was true, that he is a little alienating. Yeah, but whatever. You get my point. So I'm saying that the whole fight, it was just unnecessary. And I felt like it was forced. And I felt like he didn't really... Like, why are you so mad? That's what I wrote down.
In why are you so mad?
In big cap, why?
Why are you so mad? Okay, just to play devil's advocate, though. He at first, he was frustrated. And he didn't know why that he was so mad at Oliver. And then he thought about it more. And he realized that things were not happening super well under Oliver's lead, and that he feels like maybe if he was being the lead, that things wouldn't happen so poorly. Maybe. So I guess he does have a point in that, like, you know, things kind of went awry under Oliver's lead, which they did, but nobody can know 100% whether or not they would have gone the same way, whether Diggle was leading or not, too, you know?
Yeah, but Diggle was right there beside him the whole time, like he said. You were right there beside him. So if you felt like, hey, this is not the move, then speak up.
But it also, so this is how, first of all, did anybody notice the smell of human growth hormone after that fight? It was just so aggro masculine. So I agree with you. It was a little bit, it reminded me of like when you were in fifth grade taking an improv. I keep talking about improv tonight a lot. I've already made like two improv references. But when you do improv and like you and your scene partner go, where have you been? Where have you been? It's like fake fighting.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
So it felt a little bit like that. However, when Diggle dug in and started talking about, you know what it reminded me of, actually? It reminded me of all the stuff we have kind of said about Oliver when we were pissed off this season.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about, you know, remember how upset we were when Oliver did the surveillance on all of them and wasn't listening to any of them?
Yeah.
Like, we were Diggle. Like,
we were like,
he was saying that. So I couldn't argue with what he was saying. And then also, too, you said even last week, I'm sorry, I'm pointing for the podcast. Linda's even said, I think you said last week or 2 weeks ago that this doesn't make sense because Diggle's a soldier. Mm-hmm. But then it made more sense when Diggle said, I've sat by and taken every call you've said because even though I don't agree with it, because he's a soldier.
Yeah.
I felt like, for me, the fight, it made sense, everything they were saying. And like when Oliver brought up the stuff with his brother and that Diggle was doing drugs and Diggle like almost got Renee killed and all this. It was all good information. It was just that it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I get that I feel like it was like, okay, and we already saw in the preview next week, we get the writers want Oliver to feel alone on the island and the whole group is lone Oliver. And it's, but it was so, I felt like it's like they took time with Curtis and Dinah and Renee, and they spent basically 14 episodes till we got for them to break away. And then they're like, oh, and now we need to do Diggle and Felicity in two more episodes.
Yeah.
And
to
me, I feel like if they had planted this seed like of all of Diggle in like season 4 or episode 4, and we kind of saw this slower progression, this would have been like really gut-wrenching, this fight. But instead it was, again, just like,
It felt like it was, all of a sudden it was boiling, like just this episode, it was boiling up in him. And then he like lashed out just in this episode, which was annoying. And I agree, like, I agree that Diggle was, everyone in the chat is saying that he was super annoying and like all those things. And I agree with you. I think that it was super annoying that he just like let it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like you said, these are things that we've been saying about Oliver for, you know, 6 seasons now.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things that he's saying are true. And I feel like sometimes guys just need to punch each other.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like that's what helps a lot of times, is just a good old fight.
Linda's still not having it. She's over there pursing her lips, y'all. Pursing her lips.
I mean, I think that, you guys are right. Those were all points. Like, I wrote down all the points that Diggle was saying, and then I said, look, I said, he does alienate, though.
you're like, Diggle, no. Diggle, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I feel it was rushed. I think
it was rushed. Yeah. Yes, that's the word.
I think that if they built it up this season, maybe when he was dealing with his drug issue.
Yeah.
So you have your drug issue, plus you have some anger issues, and that goes hand in hand. Then I would have thought it was more believable, but like you woke up this, like today, I guess.
And you were angry about
and
it.
You were super angry, and then you guys fought, like fist fought, and then the next, you talked to Layla, which I thought was like another thing, because I think
we gotta talk about Layla.
They have no chemistry.
No chemistry.
Like, I never believe they're
married. No chemistry. And like, how are you gonna
feel like she's the lesbian, and I don't mean like I don't mean that mean, I'm gay, y'all, so I love lesbian people. But I just mean, I don't mean that. I just meant, like, the character, the way she's written and everything. I just don't get this. I don't believe.
Yeah. And, like, how do you not talk to your wife for that long? You know? It's been, like, how many episodes and we don't
see
her?
6 months?
All of it.
And like, she's like, a kid.
Why did you stop by all of a sudden? It's like, you can't just stop by and see your wife.
And where have you been that you just saw this present from December? Like, this all sounds ridiculous. It's too rushed.
I'm so annoyed with their relationship, too.
Yes.
But, I mean, they have a point. Black Magic, on the chat, she was like, they could have at least made the fight good between Ollie and Diggle. Like, it was so fast, and it was not even climactic, which I agree. Like, if you're going to have those two, the two main guys from episode one, if you're going to have mm-hmm. those two guys fight, like, at least make it epic.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like,
scene.
Over.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry,
at least
bro.
Like, they're wrestling, they roll around on the ground,
yeah.
and then they, like, they look in each other's eyes and take a
wrong show,
everybody, sorry. You know what? Diggle and Arrow, I ship it. So, what is it, Darrow? Eagle? I don't know.
Matt, halfway through, was like, I wish they should just kiss now.
I wish they'd just like, make out and get over it.
I don't think that's what they're going to do, Matt.
So much male-on-male heterosexuality, aggro-aggression would be solved if they just admit that they wanted to make out with a man.
Yeah.
Y'all can quote me on that. That's not the views of AfterBuzz, but that's the views of Matt Maher. All right. So, but speaking of AfterBuzz, we do have some other things going on at AfterBuzz we wanted to tell you all about.
Can I just say one more thing? The only part of the fight that I liked is when Felicity jumped in.
She was great.
She's the OG.
She was great. And I love that Ivan just said wrestling LOL. I love you too, Ivan. Appreciate that. Thank you for... But yeah, Felicity... women know what's up.
Yeah.
Well, Diana gets a little...
Felicity was so good too. And her name... Can I just make a point? Her name has been moved up to third when they do the opening credits. It's Felicity. She got bumped up. Just a thing I noticed. Go ahead.
I like that.
Thank her agent for that.
Yeah, right?
Her manager.
Do you want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life, Matt? Well, yes,
I do. I wish Oliver Queen would and Diggle.
Right. For real. They need to listen to Maria.
They do.
For those of you who do, we have just the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities and influencers. Interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finance, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us here at Arrow that sent you.
Yeah.
Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. I really feel like Oliver could be really listening to this because he really needs some
ending
career and relationship advice.
All of it.
Yeah.
And Diggle too.
I really just at one point, I think I actually typed out on my thing. I was like, can we just watch the Roy Speedy spinoff now?
Seriously.
We just get to that?
Speaking of, they're talking about it on the chat. Everyone's like, it's because Willa left and Willa left the show. Yeah. So that's why I guess Felicity's Emily Bett's name was moved up. It's because Willa left.
Oh.
That's very sad.
That's very sad.
Woodblock says, What is a Willa? You're missing out on a lot.
You're missing out on a lot. All right, so let's talk about which way do we want to go. We can talk about Curtis, or we can talk about Diaz and the drug thing, right? You
want
to do that?
Diaz, yeah.
Okay. So drugs blew up a lot. So,
yeah.
But no. So Diaz is like basically we're learning that Diaz is basically infiltrated the entire not only police system
but the whole city.
Everything. And everybody's saying, it's so funny, I've never heard this before. Everybody's saying, he's already one step ahead of you and he's figured it all out. Huh. I've never heard somebody say that before to Oliver. Oh, except for all last season.
Yeah. But
just saying.
Get
another gimmick.
It does seem like they're a little in over their heads. Like, how are they going to get out of this one? I mean, how do they get out of any of them, to be honest? But he has infiltrated the entire city. And he's kind of... I don't really like him.
Sometimes don't you wish Oliver would get, like, he would get like the Toy Man. Sorry for you comic fans, maybe y'all, but the Toy Man, it's kind of like the Riddler and the Joker combined. He just makes toys. Yeah. And I just sometimes wish he just had like a random kind of fun Flash villain that Oliver had to deal with. And he's like, wait, this guy doesn't want to like sell drugs. He just wants to make toys and blow up people. Yeah. I just kind of think that would be a great episode of Oliver or Arrow, just a light one. I'm just saying.
That's very Flash. Yeah, you're right. It's very Flash.
Flash. Like, or they do Supergirl.
An alligator. Yeah. Or like something, something like, like fun.
I don't know.
Rather than someone always selling drugs. But why does it always have to be drugs?
Yes. Well, we're really starting to see that he is like, I guess, did y'all get the feeling that he feels more like a force to be reckoned with?
No.
I did.
I'm just like, nope.
I still don't believe him as a big bad. Like, he reminds me of, you know, like a street drug dealer that just happens to run the city. And like, everyone's scared of him, but they're always scared of him because he has guns. Like,
well,
drugs and guns and killing all go together. I don't get that big, like the big bads of previous seasons.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, yeah, I'm down for this. He just looks like a street thug to me. Like, what's his meta? Like, nothing. He has, like, he's just a drug dealer.
He's a good street, he's a fighter. I mean, he's, like, one of the top fighters.
That's true. But you never see him fighting.
Only that one time.
Scene,
We saw him, like, in the blue, like, fight scene. That was awesome. But, yeah, you're right. There have been better big bads in the past. But he is pretty, I mean, he's strong and he's been around for a while now. And
do you think it's though we haven't seen, you know, you think about Anatoly. Mm-hmm. We saw so much. I just realized, since we're talking about, they're really, I mean, we've had a little bit, but I guess we haven't really even done a lot of flashbacks this season of Arrow, have we?
Not really.
And maybe that's part, I don't know, maybe that's something that the show's always done that is missing now in a way, because they do those flashbacks and we get a good, they did it some with Kate and James, and you get a good backstory for this villain, kind of why they are motivated, and we don't know a dang thing about Diaz.
Nope. Yeah, Xavier on the chat, Xavier Jones says, at this rate, bring back all the Ollie flashbacks to save the show. I used to be a hater of the flashbacks, but I agree with you, Xavier. I feel like maybe flashbacks would be helpful for this guy. And maybe we would connect with him more or believe him more.
Sets the foundation, too, of, like, okay, why are we invested with this specific, you know, big bad?
Yeah, exactly.
Why should we be? Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't be invested. Maybe this is all a ploy because he's going to go away.
Because it's really going to be Black Siren, because that's what we've talked about all season.
Oh, we got to talk
about it. By the way, just a fan fave said, glad to see you guys.
Aww.
We're glad to see you too, Sugar. Aww. And by the way, Ivan, I saw you in your Toy Man reference, and I love that. I love it. Yeah, she was on Supergirl.
Oh, hi, Ivan, by the way.
So I know. Ivan is like, no, Matt, the flashbacks sucked after a while. Yeah, that's true, Ryan. Thank you for reminding me. They were. they did get, you were like, oh gosh, we're going back again. It's so interesting how, I mean, I was still thinking about last week's episode of Arrow, driving here today to come see this. It was so good.
It was so good. This one was good, too. It was good in different ways.
It was good in, like, you know, somebody, and I'm sorry I don't remember your name because it flashed by, but someone said, I felt like the Diggle and Lila scenes were in his head. Like, he was dreaming it because it seemed out of nowhere. And I went, it seemed out of nowhere. They should have totally done something that, like, Lila was dead and we didn't know it.
Yeah.
And Diggle had not told anybody and had a mental break, and this all would have made sense.
That would have been.
Boom.
You need to write that.
If you were on a podcast, I just wheeled back from the mic.
Yeah. He wheeled away for a second.
The power of what I just said.
He's back.
He's with me in the room, right? Yeah. Diggle has a mental break. Yeah. What if Diggle is a big bad, you guys?
No.
What if Diggle is like, okay, I'm off now. Okay, I'm going to shut
you. Okay. Really back in right
now. Come back to us. That was a lot.
Okay.
It started off strong. Yeah. You know,
you could have ended while you were ahead. No,
it's never done.
Excited. I'm sorry. No, I get excited.
But you're right. The whole Lila thing was out of the blue. I love Lila as an actress. I think she's great. I think she, her
cute new hair.
Yeah, her character is cool, but like zero chemistry, like you said, and you're just popping her back in out of the blue. And where's your kid?
Yeah, where is your
like,
kid?
Why did you go to the office? Like, where is your kid?
Where is your daughter? Where, son?
Shouldn't you have that like heart to heart with the family at home? Like, where is what?
Someone said, "Chill, Matt."
Great.
They're always saying chill, Matt.
I have to chill. It's true. I get excited. And you know, if y'all get excited, by the way, if you listen to this show, please, as always, if you're watching on YouTube channel, we love it when you subscribe on YouTube. It means the world to us. And you know what I love even more? Sharing is caring. So if you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever, whatever awesome app you listen to podcasts on, if you could leave us 5 stars and then write a review. So I even if you write, Chill Matt or Linda is giving me side eye realness. Whatever you want to write on that podcast, it helps us. It helps bump us up in iTunes ratings and shares the show. And lastly, if you'll actually enjoy this, like find another friend that grabs Arrow and say, "Hey, let's listen together."
Because Arrow's the best.
Let's carpool and listen to Arrow.
Yeah,
listen to Arrow after show. All right, so let's talk about Curtis.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Curtis and Dinah, but I mean really Curtis and Nick.
Dinah too.
Yeah, Dinah too.
I'm getting back on the Dinah boat a little bit.
That's only because she's been working.
Yeah. She's doing a good job.
She can't annoy you because she's been working.
Yeah.
She's been doing her job.
So it's like, oh, she's all right because she's working.
Yeah, maybe if she just focuses on work, then she'll come back into our hearts.
Amen to that.
All right.
Maybe.
That's all I have to say about Dinah.
This chat does not love Dinah, so if that says anything to you, I'm sure we're going to see that in a minute. So with Curtis, though, Curtis is freaking out because he is worried that this guy he's dating, very handsome, cute little guy.
So cute. I
love a twinkie little cop. I love it. And yes, he's cute. He's adorable. All right. But he's scared because he got divorced because his ex-husband was like, "You're a vigilante."
Yeah.
And so what did you think about Curtis? Did you like this? Did you come out of nowhere? What did you think about this arc?
I mean, he jumped in a little fast with the whole boyfriend thing. Because at the beginning of this episode, they were like, we've been on 3 dates. And then he's like, "This guy's going to break up with me because I'm a vigilante." And it's like, calm down. It was a little lot. I know he was excited because, you know, since the divorce, this is the first, like, real thing that he's been going through. So
it's true.
He's back on the train.
I think he was a lot excited because he took a bullet for that dude.
He did take a bullet.
He jumped in front of the bullet.
Well, but he would do that for a stranger. He's a vigilante.
Yeah, true. But he was calling it my boyfriend. Yeah. And so
he took a bullet for three-date dude.
That turned out after the bullet that's your man. Of course he's your man now.
Yeah.
He took a bullet for
of course he's your man.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're like his Kevin Costner to his Whitney.
Exactly.
So, of course, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
I do like them, and I do love that he has, like, a love story.
Yeah.
Blossoming.
And I don't think that I think they're going to continue with this relationship. I don't see him going anywhere, because obviously we saw that he was concerned with how he felt about the vigilantes, and he thought he was going to break up, and then he comes in, and he's like, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about them.
Mm.
So maybe this will continue.
Maybe.
And I like how he came in, and, you know, he's gotten fired now because he's not one of the corrupt cops.
Yeah.
And you know how we talked about maybe he's going to be one of the corrupt cops and end up hurting Curtis. So
maybe he's gonna be on the new team Arrow.
I think he's still gonna be bad.
You do?
I mean maybe we'll see how this plays out, like if the fans are really excited about it, but I feel like I just don't trust it, because if you think too, like in the scenes they would talk about corrupt cops and then in the next breath they would talk about his boyfriend. So it almost like, I don't know, it's like one of those things, like we just saw Felicity say, "No one's going anywhere, or I'm not going anywhere," and then we just saw in the next week's episode, she's like, "Let's take some time."
Yeah, well, whenever they say that, you're right.
And so it's a little bit of like, I'm like, are they setting this up to like, I don't know, chat, what do you think? Steven Starr says, "I agree, Matt." I don't know why. And I saw Ivan said, it wasn't offensive at all, Ivan. He said, "I'm not being offensive, but how did Curtis know that Nick was gay?" We have magical rings, and no, I'm kidding. No, I don't. You know what, actually, I'm going to say, I think we're not supposed to, that's a personal thing. You just know. But what I love about the show is that a lot of times in television, there's like it's a big deal often, like knowing if somebody's gay or not. But like in heterosexual relationships, you just know or assume people are attracted. And I kind of like that they just did that with this.
Yeah,
it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I thought that was another, because that's kind of how, you know, a lot of life is for some people. So I think that's why we didn't see it, Ivan, a lot.
Chris on the chat made a good point. He said, "Paul didn't leave Curtis because of the vigilante. He left Curtis because he lied about it and chose to be a superhero over Paul."
You know
which is kind of true, Chris.
That's real true.
You know? You have a point.
Real, real true.
Paul's not a terrible human
What does everybody think in the chat? I didn't see. Do they feel like Nick's going to be a bad, like, double cross? Or do we feel like Nick's in it for the long haul?
I don't know.
They're talking about Gaydar now. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Okay. Well, let's just... Okay. No, but so... okay, so let's talk a little bit about some news. I mean, we don't have a lot of news today, but...
Do we want to talk about...
Oh, wait. Was there something else we're going to talk about?
No. Do we want to talk about Laurel?
Oh, I mean...
Do we care? I mean, she's double-crossing them.
Laurel's still bad. That's basically the news. We're supposed to think she's good.
And then
we don't know.
And then she kisses Diaz. Yeah. And then she takes drugs. Diaz.
And they take drugs.
It's a lot.
I'm telling you, a whole lot.
Black Siren's never going to be good Siren. I'm not on this bandwagon.
Yeah. But since when are you on the last vial of this Vertigo business? Like, so you're on drugs now, too?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Give it to your dad so that now your dad's going to be on drugs? Because he has a problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
I don't like it. I just didn't like that last scene.
Not going to happen.
I was hoping that she was going to go on the
street. She's going to die. She's going to die again.
And Diaz...
She's going to die again.
She's not going to die again.
I think she's going to die again.
She's always so close to being good.
She's always so close.
And then she takes the turn.
I'm sorry, Anthony. I had you play news and then we got off on a tangent. I'm just saying
we need to talk about it, right, chat? We needed to talk about it. It's important.
It was important. It was important. Somebody said 24 minutes and we're at the end already. Hey, we're just going. I feel like we've got it. I feel like we covered everything. Did you think we missed anything? No.
I mean...
Honestly, there wasn't... The main thing was Diggle and Arrow. That kind of was like a good 10 minutes of like freaking dialogue that happened. So there just wasn't... Dialogue. There wasn't a lot, which is one thing I did like. But sometimes shows get so plot heavy where there's no character development. It's just plot, plot, plot. So I like that. I like that there was less... This is happening. This is exploding. It was just kind of moments of letting actors do their work. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Which was good, I guess.
Yes. And speaking of actors doing the work, news. We are going to talk about news now. Sorry, Anthony. We teased you there. There you go. There you go. And so we don't have a lot of news, except for if y'all haven't read already, that definitely every CW comic book show has been picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're still waiting on iZombie and... Life After Joan, Life Sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like Dynasty, even Riverdale,
Arrow,
Supergirl, Legends, they're all getting picked up again. And I don't know if a lot of you know too. If you watch the show I did, CW Weekly, then you know because we talked about it. But they're actually expanding to Sunday night. So that makes sense why... I didn't know that. If you didn't know it, so CW only shows new shows on Monday through Friday. So now they're expanding to Sunday nights. Like Charm was originally back in the day on Sunday nights. A lot of people thinking it's going to go to Sunday. But originally I read that... the head of CW said that there wouldn't be more than like 5 comic book shows. But then when there were all these shows getting renewed... there are apparently rumors that they're considering more.
Yeah.
So,
because they're so good.
And they're hits for
them. I'm telling you, a Roy Speedy spinoff. I would love to. Black Lightning, I want to see Static Shock so bad. I just can't stand it.
And speaking of Black Lightning, we saw that tweet from Steven on Twitter teasing that perhaps...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this news.
There might be a Black Lightning Arrow crossover.
Yes.
Which would be amazing. Yep.
Which, again, we reported on CW Weekly that when Black Lightning first came out, the showrunners, Berlanti, everybody said it's a totally different universe. It's never going to happen.
And it's happening.
And Stephen Amell, he said something to the effect of, like, I'm not an expert in this. I know nothing. You know nothing, Jon Snow. But he said, I know nothing, but I want this to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll happen. And if you go on all the social medias of everyone, they're all celebrating the season 7 renewal of Arrow. So check out all the Instagrams, like Emily Bett, and everyone was celebrating. And they're celebrating together. So I saw Stephen Amell with Tommy Merlin. They were celebrating together.
I wish they could bring him back. He was a good actor.
Maybe he's coming back.
He's a big Broadway guy.
I also saw the Agent Watson celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll probably be bringing her back soon,
Agent Watson. Wow.
What happened to her?
I forgot about her.
She was so annoying.
I totally, totally forgot about Agent Watson.
But I think she's coming back because she posted a photo, like, shooting with them again. So
she has to because they have to wrap that whole... You can't, like... distract us half season and then all of a sudden
trying to
wrap up that storyline.
Right.
So
yeah, I just Sorry, my mind's going to things they could have done. Yeah, they need to wrap that up. Yeah, because I know, too, that Flash is doing... They're about to do 100th episode, so... Which all that means for people that are in the biz, they're like, the more episodes you make, the more they're going to replay this. Exactly. So these actors are happy they're for so some happy. Residuals.
Oh, yeah. Ivan says, Tommy has been confirmed to return. So
what? Ivan, I love you. Thank you. I love Tommy. I love Tommy Merlin. I love the actor. I love the character. Ooh, I'm excited. Thank you, Ivan. Oh, wow. I love it.
You just made a really happy guy.
Oh. You made that episode worth it. Although I didn't, I loved hated this episode.
No, I thought, okay, so coming into this, I thought I was going to hate this episode.
You did. She said, you guys.
I came in, I was so grumpy about it. I was like, I'm going to hate this. But it actually was, it was stressful, but it was actually interesting. A lot of things happened. And, you know, next week they teased that Felicity was going to leave Oliver. I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's jump into predictions. Some AfterBuzz predictions. I'm not going to talk like that again. That hurt my voice. AfterBuzz predictions. That's better. Predictions. Mm-hmm. So you're jumping right in, Linda. Olivia. I almost said Linda DiBartoli.
Yeah, it's a mix of both of us.
Sometimes we are like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when we said same thing? Cried.
Okay. Anyway, Olivia. What's your prediction?
Well, they showed us that next week Felicity leaves Oliver. She needs a break. Mm-hmm. Take a break. I don't think people should be freaking out because I think it's just like a little normal married husband-wife dynamic thing. She's probably super annoyed with him, so she'll probably, you know, walk away for a little bit just to prove the whole he's alone on the island thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything will work itself out. So I don't think there is any cause for us to be concerned about Felicity and Oliver. That's my prediction.
Okay. Linda Antwi.
I really don't have a prediction this week, I think.
You're still over this Diggle on this one, episode?
I think that what's going to happen is, like Olivia said, they're really trying to alienate him and show that he was a terrible leader, kind of. But not so much a leader, like just alienating to his friends and family who is his team.
Yeah.
Right? So I think they're wanting him to realize that so that that's how we're going to circle back and get all the team, the gang, back together.
Do you think the team is going to get back together as with the new Team Arrow and old Team Arrow? Or do you think there's going to be like a whole new gaggle of folks that'll be on
I think Team Arrow? It's going to be the old Team Arrow, except maybe minus one or two people.
All right.
I think that too. You know, I think Diggle did make a good point, and this is just true in life. I don't know. I don't really prescribe to the whole idea of multitasking and all that. I think that, like, yes, we can do, but everybody tries to do everything perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that today, I think that's what I liked about this episode is that when Diggle said that speech, it made me think about the way Oliver has kind of governed the group. And I thought, he really has. He's so right that when this started, it's like Oliver was in his 20s, you know, and had no one. And now he's built this life, and it's like, what kind of life has he created? Although, that said, Diggle, you got a kid, too, that you ain't been talking about in a long time.
And you don't talk about your wife. Anyway. You don't talk about your kid. You don't talk about any of that.
Yeah. So my prediction is, first of all, I love that somebody just put Matt Chill like twice. I'm sorry I got excited about Tommy. But I think it was Black Magic who put he or she wrote this, and I wanted to queen out again, but said, I want to see Black Siren and White Canary fight.
I saw that. Yeah.
I never thought about that, but we know that she is filmed, because we talked about the Instagram last week, Katie is here, and now that is all I freaking want. I want Sarah to come back.
Baby Sarah. Ivan said that she's coming back for the finale, Baby Sarah.
Maybe. I'm okay if she leaves Legends and comes back as Black Canary. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that, and then she can break up Felicity and be married to Oliver like it should be. Sorry, I'm a comic fan. Well, Olivia just backed away from her chair. And on that note,
I think we buried.
So everybody, if you haven't,
I'm so upset.
If you haven't yelled at your phone yet, remember if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, Stitcher, be sure to leave us a review, 5 stars. Tell your friend, and if you're on that YouTube channel, be sure to hit that subscribe button and tell us all about it. All right, everybody. Linda Antwi, where can we find you? Oh, you can see a chat thing you want to talk about?
Y'all just chipping away my soul away.
Ivan's with me. Oh, Billie Jean just put Matt Chill. Okay. And with that, I feel like Linda.
Linda Antwi, you can find me all across social media at Linda Still Girly. Let's continue this conversation.
Yeah, I'd love to chat about it. All these Elicity haters, come at me, bro.
You sounded so not hard there.
Yeah, that was real wide. So wide.
Come at me. Okay, whatever. We'll try again next week. But you can hit me at Twitter or Instagram at Olivia Di Bortoli.
And I'm Matt Maher. You can find me at The Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. And if you want to talk about Black Canary love, you can come at me as well. You can also, I do a Riverdale podcast at tvttime.com. That show this season. So yeah. You can find me on all that kind of stuff as well. And we will be, there is Arrow next week, I believe. Yes. So we will be back next week. And be sure, keep the chat going. You can comment in the YouTube. You can jump on that. If you're listening to the podcast, when you get to home or you get to your work, you can, what did somebody
say?
Look at the, oh, I'm at the, wall. Okay. So you can, I'm looking at the wrong camera. I'm a professional, everybody. My name's Matt Maher and I need to chill. I'm a professional. So you can look at, you can go to the YouTube channel and you can comment and we'll read those as well. We read those. We answer back to y'all.
We are all over the chat.
We are all over this chat. All over it. All right. All right, everybody. Well, we will see you next week. See you later. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Matt Chill.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.